Tokyo. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, the place to listen to independent music. My name is Alex Tsushijima. 皆さんこんにちは. It is 101.9. And the show is called Karasu. We'll be playing some Japanese independent music. And tonight's show, I'll be playing some music by Dry and Heavy, which is a pretty long-lasting band that's been playing reggae, some dub rock, for the past 10 years. So I'm going to be playing that for the next 90 minutes. Dry and Heavy. Yes. Just as any Rasta man will have their throat very dry for some apparent reason. But I'll be playing some music and maybe talk a little bit more about the band. So again, here's Dry and Heavy on 101.9.
Listen to me. swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
Still smoking. Tonight's show I'll be focusing on... Damn, I'm a little sloppy today. But hey, it happens all the time. It's live radio, right? I've been playing some music by Dry and Heavy, which is tonight's featured artist of the month for Karasu, which is, if you haven't heard this show before, it's a Japanese music program. I'll be playing some Japanese independent music. And Dry and Heavy, of course, they play some dub jam rock. And this is a band that was formed all the way back in 1991 by the drummer Shigemoto Nanao and bass player Takeshi Akimoto. And actually, the name came from a renowned Burning Spear album of the same name. So that's where they got the name Dry and Heavy. It has no reference to some special BC greenery, if I should say. But who knows? Maybe there's a side story to it. Let me know. The music that I played so far, that last one you just heard, after I made that little mix-up, it was called Do Dub Up Your Fight, which was from the Dry and Heavy in the Jaws of the Tiger album, where they collaborate with King Jammy. I'll talk a little bit more about that a little later on in the show. And I also played three songs from the debut album of the same name, Dry and Heavy, which was released in 1997. I had Steppin' Out, Flash Flood, and the very first song was Law of the Jungle. And it's really interesting that this band, they took a lot of time to make their very first album. If I said that they were formed in 1991, their debut album was released in 1997. It took them 6 years for them to find a perfect lineup of their band and take their time and effort to mix and record their album. It really came together in 1995 when they made this album with the help of Naoki Uchida, who was doing the dub controls, and Mitsuhiro Toike on the keyboards, Kei Horiguchi on guitar, and the vocal. I think this is like the key to their success is the vocal duo of Lickly Mai and Ao Inoue, who really has like this really seductive sound from their voice that on one hand you could hear that Japanese accent, I would say, but at the same time they really do take their 1970s Jamaican dub sound quite seriously. A lot of Japanese, they're a little, I wouldn't say confused, but they take reggae as more of like the mainstream hip-hop collaborated reggae. So at the same time, by listening to Dry and Heavy, there are a lot of hardcore Jamaican reggae fans that really appreciate their sound and music. They have been touring quite extensively throughout Japan, especially for reggae festivals, of course. And I believe they also have been invited to perform in Jamaica as well. So they're really establishing their name out there. I will be playing some music from their second album this time. Let me just set that up first. And this is from their 1998 album. It is called One Punch. And to make it fit with the same song, name, and the album, I'll choose this one. The song is called TKO. I hope you guys like it.
Leave the light you leave. this is Sam from the Go Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Everybody, my name is David Dichter. I sing with MDC, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I hope you have a great day, and kill the cop in yourself, and hopefully the rest will follow.
I said original Arby's. I'm an I want you all to like just wait. The funny say, I did it to you, see, and I see your body. Why not? Up in the money, growing at the Saturday, cut down in the Wednesday, rolling, not fast to stay, market on Friday, this market on Saturday, I must say on that Saturday. Oh, what a light birthday, I seen a cat catch day. It I say that a marijuana, say the tea time, I just say say million. Smack it, smack it. I'm a love funny to say, smack and simmin, no matter what they say. I wanna play. Chalice in a suit, still loading up a Wednesday and a floppy and a Justin. All over the Friday. Dance, dance, land is Saturday. The Massey and a Sunday. I want that light food day. That's sensei. I just can't see me now. See that the body wanna.
You can try and take a guess of what the song was called. I'll give you a hint. It's related with some greenery. The song was called Herbal Wise. I have to say that's probably one of my favorite tracks. And before that, I also played Say No More. And before that, TKO. And they're all from their 1998 album, One Punch, which was their sophomore album. Back in 1998 again. Do you are listening to CITR 101.9. I'll be playing more Dry and Heavy, which is a Japanese dub and reggae band that's been lasting for more than 15 years. Yeah, I believe I mentioned that they got together back in 1991, and they've still been rocking ever since. They haven't released an album since 2002, though. I'll tell you the reason why in a little bit. But from their sound and music, they've been getting a lot of acclaim. They've been signed by various labels in UK, France, I believe, and of course the USA, and obviously Jamaica as well. And through that, they really got some opportunities to open for many other legendary reggae artists. In fact, they have the opportunity to play with the dub legend King Jammy, which resulted in an album that led to be licensed in the UK, United States, and Australia, and still doing very well in Japan as well. So I'll be playing a couple of songs from their album where they collaborated with King Jammy. And this is the dub version of their hit Radical Star, and it is now known as Radical Dub when King Jammy was in the studios with them. Hope you guys like this one too. It's 101.9 FM, and this is a show on Dry and Heavy.
The life you live, live the life you love. Kamaliko sister, listen to me, brother.
a minute. You know you make me wanna
shout, shout, let it all out.
Yo, on Tuesday, October 2nd, 2007, CITR 101.9 FM and the UBC AMS presents That DJ Competition at the Pit. And we want you to spin. So here's the download. It's quite simple. 8 DJs play 15-minute sets each with a minimum of 3 genres of music to keep the party popping. There are no restrictions on what audio sources or what musical style the DJ chooses to use. DJs must bring their own music and needles and provide their own transportation. The equipment provided will be properly functioning, professional, quality equipment. Interested? Then send your demo to That DJ Competition, CITR Radio, 233-6138 Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1. Along with your full name, emailing address, mailing address, home, cell phone number, your musical style, and audio sources used. MySpace submissions are also accepted. Please send them to thatdjcompetition2007@gmail.com. For more information, please visit our website at www.citr.ca or email thatdjcompetition2007@gmail.com.
Hey, are you ready to head back to school in September?
For sure, but I'm worried that I won't be able to cover all my costs this year.
Have you ever done a work study? I did it in the past, and it was great experience and good money.
Don't you need to have a student loan to qualify?
Not anymore. You don't need a loan or an application to get work study. You just need to be a Canadian citizen or permanent resident studying at UBC. If you want to earn decent coin, pad your resume, and work on campus, work study is where the smart money's at. Just go online to Career Services and check out the listings.
That's solid advice. I will definitely check out work study this year.
For more information on getting hired for a work study job, visit Career Services online at www.students.ubc.ca/work-study.
just sounds very nice, like a movie soundtrack. Just really sets the mood of some nighttime groove. The song was called, let me just check right here. It's called Night Flight Dub. Excellent track where Dryden Heavy has collaborated with King Jammy. Before that, I also played Private Plan Dub and Radical Dubber. Lots of dub in these music. You're listening to Karasu, where I'll be playing a lot more Japanese reggae by a band called Dryden Heavy, which is a band that is the featured artist of the month for my show. But before I play more music by Dryden Heavy, I would like to say a reminder that at 9 o'clock, Gavin Walker will be taking over to host the jazz show. It's a three-hour program that's excellent source of jazz. He has his knowledge, he has his wit, and he has a great collection of jazz and blues. So if you want to end your night with some nice soothing music that will put you to sleep or keep you awake while you talk with your favorite partner, then jazz would be the perfect music. And where would you get that? Again, The Jazz Show, hosted by Gavin Walker. That will be coming up at 9 o'clock. I'll be playing more Dry and Heavy right now. Let's see what I should play next. I'll go back to their very first album. It's something that they've been going on for a while. Actually, let me just play from the second album. It's already in the CD player right now. Let's try this one. Hope you guys will like this track. I'm just choosing something random. I don't know what's going to be coming up, but you know it's going to be some great reggae. Hope you guys like this one. It's CITR 101.9, and the song is called Kick the Bon.
Sitting on a cloud. J plus J plus J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
Thank you.
Really like that reggae in that track. That was Driving Heavy again with a song called Tiger Claw. And before that, I said Kick the Bond. That was the name of the song that I thought it was. But when I looked at the track that was coming across on the CD player, it's actually called Kick the Bong Around. Some people may prefer that name, actually. Anyways, it is CITR 101.9 FM, home to some great independent music. And you're listening to Karasu. My name is Alex Tsujijima. And tonight's show, I'll be focusing on a great Japanese reggae group by the name of Dry and Heavy. I've been playing several tracks. Right now, I will be playing their last album, which was released back in 2002. It's been 5 years ever since they released their latest album, and they haven't released any more music ever since, which is highly unfortunate, but perhaps there is a reason, as a matter of fact, that one of the members, the founding members, Takeshi Akimoto, who has the nickname Heavy from the Dry and Heavy band name, he announced that he was leaving the group. It was a big surprise. He said it during the Fuji Rock Fest, which is considerably the Japan's largest music festival. And even the band members were highly shocked. I think they didn't even expect this coming, but he left the group back and 6 years ago. And fortunately, Dry and Heavy, they have found a replacement for the bassist and the founder. He goes by the name Pata, and he was the bassist for Audio Active, which was another reggae/rock band that's been highly popular in Japan. But I prefer Dry and Heavy. I think it was a good move for Pata in there. But they haven't been releasing their new creation of albums ever since, but they're still touring continuously throughout Japan and throughout Europe and Jamaica as well. So they're still doing fine, but I have to say they should release a new album soon because they're making some great reggae dub music, some great 1970s Jamaican stuff. I'll be playing the new creation album right now. This is their latest album. And the first song I will be playing is called Reverse Again. Please enjoy it and don't smoke too much pot, guys. Maybe. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Perry from the Templars. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Oi, oi.
I will miss you.
Made student featured UBC TV. Check out www.ubctv.ca. Originally conceived in 1990, UBC TV reinvented itself this past year with the launch of www.ubctv.ca. With support from UBC Rec and run by and for students, the site showcases student material ranging from films and music videos to sports, including the production of its own show, UBC Sports Desk. With the goal of getting students involved, UBC TV allows students to submit their content. Viewers have the added advantage of video on demand, allowing them to choose with ease exactly what they want to watch and when. UBC TV is recruiting staff for the next school year. Positions available are IT Director, Marketing Director, Program Director, Producer, Videographer, and Marketing Assistant. Anyone interested is requested to send an email to info@ubctv.ca or to log on to ubctv.ca for more details.
I want to be on your TV so that you might notice me.
Yeah.
New Creation was the name of the track. Before that, I also played Strictly Baby and Reverse Again, all performed by Dry and Heavy. And it's from their latest album, New Creation, that was released back in 2002. And they haven't released an album ever since. I hope you guys enjoyed this Dry and Heavy show. I will be playing a few more tracks before I pass it on to Gavin Walker, who will be hosting the jazz show at 9 o'clock. But thank you very much for listening. If you have listened to it halfway or all the way from 7:30, please let me know how I did. Give me a shout. You can send me an email, japanindie@gmail.com. My name is Alex, and I'm the host of Karasu, and hope you guys have a wonderful week. Take care, and sayonara.